Welcome to the New Testament Closer Walk podcast from Walk Through the Bible. This podcast is a daily adventure that will guide you on a life-changing journey through the New Testament in 1 year. Join us every day as we listen through the entire New Testament, along with a short devotional and thoughts from great Christian leaders of the past that will help bring the New Testament alive for you today. It's a closer walk with Jesus through God's Word. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod.
A life that will leave no regrets. Watch out that you do not lose what you have worked for, but that you may be rewarded fully. 2 John 8. Salvation in Christ is not a paycheck for good works, but is instead the unmerited gift of God's love. As with any gift, a heartfelt thank you is appropriate. And as H.A. Ironside points out, thankful service is a reasonable response when you have experienced the mercies of God and received by grace a gift you don't deserve. Walk with H.A. Ironside, a Canadian-born traveling preacher and prolific commentator in the 1900s. All who trust in the Lord Jesus are saved, and this is totally apart from human merit. But all who profess to believe in Him are responsible to serve Him and to use whatever gift, ability, or means they have for His glory, and to further His interests in this world. There are those who profess to be servants who are not even born of the Spirit. But God holds people accountable for what they know and profess. It is incumbent on those who believe His word to serve wholeheartedly in view of the day when every one of us shall give an account. In that solemn hour, no one will regret having been too much concerned about living for Him. But many will regret the hours spent in selfishness and folly which might have been used for His glory, and talents wasted or hidden away that, if properly invested in the light of eternity, would have earned Christ's well done. He will reward all that is done in accordance with His word. Today's New Testament reading is 2 John.
The letter of 2 John. The elder, to the lady chosen by God and to her children, whom I love in the truth, and not I only, but also all who know the truth, because of the truth which lives in us and will be with us forever. Grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and from Jesus Christ, the Father's Son, will be with us in truth and love. It has given me great joy to find some of your children walking in the truth, just as the Father commanded us. And now, dear lady, I'm not writing you a new command, but one we have had from the beginning. I ask that we love one another, and this is love, that we walk in obedience to His commands, as you have heard from the beginning. His command is that you walk in love. I say this because many deceivers who do not acknowledge Jesus Christ as coming in the flesh have gone out into the world. Any such person is the deceiver and the antichrist. Watch out that you do not lose what we have worked for, but that you may be rewarded fully. Anyone who runs ahead and does not continue in the teaching of Christ does not have God. Whoever continues in the teaching has both the Father and the Son. If anyone comes to you and does not bring this teaching, do not take them into your house or welcome them. Anyone who welcomes them shares in their wicked work. I have much to write to you, but I do not want to use paper and ink. Instead, I hope to visit you and talk with you face to face, so that our joy may be complete. The children of your sister, who is chosen by God, send their greetings.
Jesus Christ bore the cost of your salvation that you might reap the riches of His grace. Because He willingly paid the price of sin, you are now free to serve Him in a new life. Romans 6:4. Riches in Christ now, rewards for faithful service to Christ later. What greater motivation could there be to turn your gratitude into good works for His glory?
Thank you for joining us today. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a single episode as we take a closer walk through the New Testament in 1 year. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod. That's walkthru.org/ntpod. Walk through the Bible. Take a walk. change the world.